My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin discusses with his scammer Belinda all the lies she or he has been telling. So listen and enjoy.
All right. Where we last left off, we did not cover it last week. Let's recap for everybody. We have recently had the confirmed video chat, eye-to-eye conversation, audio recorded, guy feeding her some lines, real connection between me and Belinda.
Real connection.
Well, there was. No, we. No,
I know.
I followed that up by calling her a dude the next day. And said, wouldn't it be funny if you were just some guy scamming me, pulling a... imagine that, a Ghanaian boy fooling an American man. Wouldn't that be funny? Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, LOL. And then, last week, the much anticipated lovemaking that Pip Helix demands.
Oh, yes, I love that.
me and my gal, me and my gal perverted. Had some cyber sex. It was really weird.
Yeah, it was.
I played the part of a farm animal. She played the part of a human being.
The part of the farm animal.
I was her pet.
Played by Davin.
I was her personal pet, and she was actually into it, which was the first time she was
it
really...
It was the first time she seemed to be, like, getting into it and not going, oh, my battery's running down.
Yeah. And then I had to go to work so I couldn't finish the job with her.
Damn
I penetrated you. And left.
Love him.
Typical.
And leave
them. So, yeah, if you want to listen to that show, that's from 2 weeks ago. So let's pick up the pieces. Shall we?
Yes.
February 25th. Me to her. I was wondering, now that Ishmael and I have met and Granny knows about me, do you think you would add me to your other Facebook page?
Oh.
Because you remember, there's a special Facebook page just for me,
yeah.
Where I'm her only pal.
Right.
And then I found this other Facebook page where she has all her, which is her real page, because that's where all the Africans are.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, it's been a while since I opened it. Since I created this one, I don't open that one. Kind of forgot the password, but can add my friends for this one if you would like that. I go, babe, that's not true. You added two friends the other day to the old one.
Oh, snap.
Now we're back to lawyer Davin.
Oh.
Now nice. We're back to where Davin holds her to the fire. It's love and lawyer.
Nice.
Now, just to get back in what we were discussing before, on an emotional connection, emotionally,
yes.
You never would have brought that up.
Right.
You never would. See, there's the difference in emotional between rational.
Yes.
That's why it's dangerous to go back in after you've been emotionally damaged like that. On our end, we're comics. We're trying to pull the curtains away from this stuff. So on this one, where she go, you know, she, well, you're my only one. Instead of going, oh, that's great. We're going, really? Really? Well, what about the other one?
Well,
you
no,
had?
No, part of me said that's great.
I know. Yeah. And then your irrational side said, cut it out. Get back
knock
to
it
work.
Off, stupid. There's and a show to write.
And the serious part of it, that's the difference.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
True.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Because you, if you are emotionally tied now,
you're not going
to
push.
No, you're not going to push because you don't want to, you know, rock the boat and maybe lose your love.
And that's where Pooh Bear is dangerous, bringing people back into it. Because in this situation like this, that could be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not calling them out on it.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, which day was that? Besides, I have less than 10 friends in the other one. I go, that's not true either, unless you have a third one you're not telling me about.
Oh.
She goes, I don't have a third one. I go, well, the other one added two people on Saturday.
this one you don't have.
Yeah.
Been very
yeah.
busy for something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, sure.
I go, it is your Facebook page. At this point, after all these months and working so hard to make things right, why do we even have to have this type of conversation?
Exactly.
She goes, okay, then. I will add my friends to this one and try and open up the other one and add you to it. I go, hun, you have the password. You accepted two friends on Saturday, Festus and Samuel.
Festus.
That's their names.
Ouch.
I don't make them up. I go,
sounds like something you have to get carved out by.
That's the deputy on Gunsmoke.
Maybe it was him, Joe.
Couldn't be. That's lonely out in the range.
Or the jungle. I go, it's in plain sight. If you could not log on to Facebook, you could not accept new friends. Why are you denying this? For question marks. For
nice.
Emphasis. She goes, I'm not denying it. Let's add all my friends
just
to this
did.
One. Yeah, exactly.
Paragraphs ago.
She goes, let's add all my friends to this one, the one I'm talking to her on, because I can't recollect a password. And that's the truth. I will add you to it as soon as I recollect it. I go, then how did Prisca Abbey add Festus and Samuel? It is impossible if you did not add them. I am so frustrated with this. This did not have to be a big deal. Will you ever change, or will there always be secrets, untruths, and mysteries? All right, now the Mark, me, is starting to walk away. Which, if a real victim might not do.
The real victim won't do, I was just about to say, because if you have an emotional, severe emotional connection, this argument
this
would
is
not
trivial.
Exist.
No, this is trivial.
Would not exist. It wouldn't even exist. You wouldn't even brought it up.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't dare.
You wouldn't bring it up. Not at all.
You
might lose this
person. Argument.
This argument would not even exist.
Right.
She goes, this is no secret or untruth. I am telling the truth. Then let me sign off and try and sign into that one. I hope I can recollect, though. I go, Belinda, as plain as day, it says you accepted two people on Saturday. You did not forget the password since Saturday.
Wow.
Belinda goes, do you have such little respect for me that you expect me to believe that which is in front of my own eyes?
Yeah.
This is worse than I thought. I said that to her.
If she said that, that goes back to that
yeah, yeah.
thing.
Right.
All right, continue.
Cap locks. Give me a minute, she says. At this,
give me a minute, you bastard.
Let me get the boss.
Yeah.
Let me get a supervisor.
Who was adding people and didn't tell me?
Christ, he's at it again.
Yeah.
He's ornery. I guess the real wife isn't giving him any. I go, at this point, I'm prepared to give you the rest of your life. Sad face.
Wait.
I said this to her. Because she says, give me.
How many times can you beat a dead horse?
Or a fat horse, if I have to do it. Belinda goes, huh, now that's harsh. Give me a couple minutes. I'll be back soon. Listen, I have my team working on it.
That's essentially yes.
Ghanaians are standing by.
Yeah, you're damn right. All hands on deck on this one.
Yeah.
I go, whatever, Belinda.
Ghanaians are standing by.
Whatever, Belinda. Where are you going? She goes, I was trying to open the other Facebook, but I couldn't. I just need some time, and I can open it. Guess you're mad at me. We'll try hard and open it. I go, I am mad because it was open on Saturday, and you will not admit to it. She goes, I admit I opened it on Saturday, but the password is confusing, so I forgot it. But I've opened it now. Guess you are happy now.
Don't sprain your ankle backpedaling, lady. Jesus
really?
Christ.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.